legendary coach Rick Smith with us this morning. How you doing, Rick?
Good, Greg. How you doing?
Good. Hey, you guys were off to a fantastic start, and then somebody scheduled Davenport.
Dave, you want your players to get looked at. I have three playing there now, and we have a good relationship with their program. And if you want to get good, play the best.
Absolutely. Well, are you pretty pleased with your start? I think you're 6-3.
Yeah, I mean, we're trying to figure out who can do what and, you know, who can't. And going into the conference schedule here on the weekend, we got kind of a good evaluation of our players with the lack of a spring trip. Thank God our Michigan weather has been cooperative with us, and it's really helped, college teams in the state of Michigan in getting games in, and that's just I'm very thankful for that and for the players throughout the state.
So you skipped last year with COVID. That was rough, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mentioned before, as being in the game as long as I have, not only as a coach but as a player, I was saying I was on a spring trip since 1981, and this is the first time I haven't been on one. So, yeah, it's taken this virus, we can't shake it, you know. It's a tough one, and people are getting through it, and we're just happy to have a season and so on, and the yeah. players are safe and healthy.
How did the players maintain, though, Rick? That's a long time without baseball's a game of repetition.
Yeah, it's just look at our roster. Greg, we're at really 24, 25 with an injury, and we're normally 32 to 33. So it has done its toll, but we're able to get through it. Some athletes, during the COVID virus time and not having baseball, they went and did other things and lost the love of the game and are in the working world and have went to plan B. But other mm-hmm. ones have been mentally tough and stayed with it. And, hopefully with this year, with the teams able to play, we can get this behind us and we can move forward.
Rick, you got three kids from Winter Haven, Florida on your roster. Are they crazy?
That's called being coach and coaching for 30 plus years. I got so many players all around the, not just in Michigan, but all over. And as you looked at it, there's one from Texas, and I played for his grandpa. So a while ago, I had Jeff Riddell, who went on to Ball State from Tennessee, and I grew up with his mom and dad. So it's if you stay in the game long enough, they find you. So we're happy to have them. They're good student athletes, and it gives a lot of character to the program and people from different areas.
Because, hey, let's face it, you play a lot of your games in iffy weather, right?
Yes, we do. You got to remember, too, in the state of Florida, there's a lot of players there that migrate to the Midwest because they're just not getting the love in there. Mm-hmm. It seems like everyone's a good player, and they come here and they get a little bit, and they're happy with it, and it's they're getting their memories, and they're happy with it. So, and we're happy too because they're good young men.
Well, who has surprised you so far? I see this Dawson Groach is on the board just about every night with a couple three hits.
Yeah, Dawson, I played his dad grew up in Marysville, where I grew up, of course. And then they moved to Texas, and I was fortunate enough to lure them this way. And it's, you know, one conversation leads to another, and here he is. And what a great person in himself, you know, good student. Just what you want as a college coach. You know, he's good in the classroom and he's good on the diamond and very polite. And I know the etiquette from the whole family of the Groches.
Any other surprises, Rick, that jumped out at you?
Yeah, I mean, we, you know, it seems like they do. And then, you know, when they're as young as they are at this level, you know, you get the surprises. I mean, Nick Farkas from Western High School at the beginning, and I didn't think he could get an out. And, you know, now he's settling in and you know, he's having a few struggles, but he's still, you know, capable of doing well for us. And, you know, and then we have others that, you know, have banner years at the start of the COVID freshman year, and then now they're having a few struggles. But I just know that there's a lot of capable players on the team that's going to lead us through this year. And it's not just going to be one person. We got a very good pitching staff that is proven to me that they are good. And I know that that's going to be a strength for us. I'm not happy with our hitters yet. They know that. Because if you go to Jackson, you hit, and we'll get through that. And they're on the urge of breaking out with that too.
Well, you had the early on, one of the first couple games, you had the combined no hitter.
Yeah, they were committee pitching, and you know, keeping pitchers to pitch counts, and you know, and a lot of that is the excitement to their first getting on the diamond. You know, it was like I said, it was like Christmas Day when we played Siena Heights. You know, just after the snow got off, you know, there was still ice on the lake. But yeah, it's I'm really happy with our pitchers, and we're gonna do all right there, and we're gonna play good defense, and we just got to get our hitting a little bit better so you know, we're not so we can make a few mistakes and be all right because we got enough runs scored.
You guys have hit only one home run, Rick, but that's part of that's the weather, isn't it?
Yeah, and a part of that, we played in some big ballparks.
Yeah.
So we do have some power, I believe, but we're going to be a kind of a foot speed type team. So, I mean, we played Kellogg here this past Sunday, and a beautiful Sunday day. And, you know, just watching the two teams play, that was good baseball. You know, when you play like that and you lose 3-2, you know, it's not all about the wins and losses. That was a good ball game, and that was two respected teams playing each other. And so, yeah, I was real happy with that.
Well, you busy weekend this weekend. You got four games with Delta.
Yeah, their coaching staff played for me, so I'm going to have to change my signs.
I think everybody's played for you, Rick.
I know. And then when we go to St. Clair, I mean, my pass catcher played for me there. He knows all of our signs too. So, but it's you know what, I like it that I'm seeing, you know, players follow my footsteps, and good for them, and I'm really happy for them. And you feel tickled as a veteran coach of, and hit, you know, when they're calling you and saying, "Coach, how does the DH rule work?" And you know, they're not talking about, "Coach, why aren't I hitting?" Now they're talking coaching lingo with me. So, and some of them, I'm fighting the same recruits as they are. So it's weird how that works.
Well, I heard Dan Fallon's going to build you a dome stadium. Any truth to that?
Yeah, you know what? I've had a couple dreams that way, Greg. You know, you always say it's never over till it's over. You know, we're fortunate to have a diamond even on campus. So, I mean, a lot of our teams that we play, they don't have a diamond on their campus. They have to drive 25 miles to even practice. So, I'm fortunate for that, and I know what it's like not to have a diamond on campus. So, and you know, we'll do anything we can to improve our site. But again, I'm fortunate that Jackson College has a diamond right there on campus.
Well, what about a turf field? Is that a total pipe dream, Rick, or is that something that could happen down the road?
Well, at Siena Heights University, they said it was a pipe dream for them, and look what they have. You know, Adrian College, talking to Craig Rainey way back when he was at the City Field in Adrian, now look what they have. You know, at Davenport University, I was just telling Courtney, our athletic director, yesterday, what a facility they have there for their men and women. As far as baseball, softball, they're just unbelievable. But you just never know. I mean, it's, as a coach, you know, I'm getting my last chapter. I would hope I could have a legacy to this is what, Coach Smith's teams and what baseball did at Jackson, and this is what was left for Jackson after I leave. There's always hopes, and people in the community and people outside the community, they see how hard we're working. And, you know, I got 15 players out in four-year worlds right now playing, and two guys in pro ball. You know, who knows? One of them hit it big. Maybe they're going to give back. So we're always working, and we're always talking the game. So anything can come true.
Yeah, Berger had a pretty nice year at Frisco.
Yeah, 6-1. That was awesome. I just can't wait to. I hope I get the opportunity to see him in person. That would be great. And again, I keep in touch with Alex Manassa, and he leaves here April 1st for Sarasota for spring training too in the minor league.
And he's in the Pittsburgh organization.
Yes, he is. Yeah. Hopefully, he's going to move up a level. He was 9-3 his last year of play, and there's high hopes on him, and he's a bright future there with the Pirates.
So can people come out and watch you play or no, Rick?
We have a screening format that our reintegration team put together, and along with Courtney, and we're allowed 2 fans per player, and we will have our, you know, as far as our social distancing, spectators will wear masks, just like players on the field and in the dugout, keeping it in a safe situation. And that's a great start to allow two spectators per player.
Mm-hmm.
So we do have some spectators, and we're moving forward on that. So that makes it really nice.
Jackson has 2 games at Delta Friday, and then they come back, play you twice here Saturday.
Yeah, weather permitting. And then if we don't, the rainout date is on Sunday.
Rick, thanks for stopping by. Good luck to you.
Thank you, Greg. And we'll see you soon.
Yeah, take care.